Welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast, your one-stop shop for television, movie, video games, comic books, book reviews, and more. Now, without further ado, here's Steven and Mike. Welcome, everybody, woohoo, to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Now, if you were listening really, really close to the intro, you may have heard me singing that a little bit. Oh, I love it. Hey, everybody, hey, thanks for joining us today here on our Two Geeks and Microphone podcast. I am your co-host, Stephen Boster, along with the illustrious one of a kind, Mr. Michael Shanks. Mike, say hey.
Good morning, all you geeks out there in geekdom land.
Well, today is another special guest day. I love these days. These are awesome. And hey, I just want to do a big shout out today because we're doing another virtual coffee table discussion. And speaking of coffee, if we have video podcasts that are available to our supporters on our Ko-fi page. So if you want to buy us a coffee for $2 on Ko-fi, you get access to all of any video content for 30 days, or you can become a subscriber and you can continue and always have. So any video podcast or special supporter only content that we create, you get access to. It's only $2. That $2 goes to pay for just doing a podcast. It's not cheap kind of a thing. So no, but we're so excited that you're here with us today. To get access to the Ko-fi page, you can go to our website, twogeeksmic.com, the number 2GEEKSMIC.com. And that's just our hub for everything. Facebook page, YouTube channel, our Twitter page, which that's new for us, kind of a thing.
We're still learning and figuring out Twitter.
Yeah. And then we got other people telling us we need to be other social media platforms. And we're like, what's that? kind of a thing. What's that one? Anyway, so, hey, today we're doing a virtual coffee table discussion. And Mike, I'm going to have you introduce the topic as well as our awesome special guest for today. Go for it.
Okay. Well, today's guest is a friend of mine, who I've taught his son in Sunday school, actually. And he is a avid Star Wars collector, as I am myself. We have different focuses, however. So we'll get into our focuses and such. But I'd like to welcome...
Do we say focuses or foci?
Oh.
I'm just teasing. I don't know. I'm making that up.
I have no idea. Anyway. All right. So our guest is Matt Hempel. Thank you, Matt, for joining us. Yay!
Woo! Standing ovation by one person.
Awesome. It's great to have you with us.
I'll sit down now.
Hey, Matt, you gave us a great shout-out on TikTok. What was it, about a month ago? Oh, it was right after May the 4th.
Yep.
Yeah. Very enthusiastic shout-out. I really enjoyed that.
That was fun.
I don't know why, like, I don't know, it's probably like how I grew up, but I love listening to like the back end of stories of movies and TV shows, and like what happens on screen is awesome, but some of the random stuff that happens behind the scene,
mm-hmm.
just like, when you watch those shows, you're just like, yeah, I know what really happened there. What
he's right.
right.
So I just started doing that. So I watch Alone on History Channel, where they take people out, drop them.
Yep. We've watched probably half of the first season.
Well, there's a guy that I just found on YouTube that he's actually on the show. And so he's going to release like every, I think it's Thursday night right after the show, he's going to end up posting stuff on his YouTube channel of like what he learned during that episode, yada, yada, yada. So it's kind of.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So it's really
like a
cool.
commentary. So he's going to do like a commentary series.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So, and he's really skinny. So I think he goes a while,
Awesome.
For those who have not seen the show Alone, it's these dudes that are just out there in the middle of nowhere, and they're survivalists. You got to figure it out. I mean, you just dropped in.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of those few shows that's reality show that, man, do I get tense. Because I'm like, I couldn't do all that. Not a chance.
This new season, they're in what they call Grizzly Island. And so literally there are grizzly bears. And like this one guy, he had a cougar come in behind him at like 20 yards.
Holy cow.
Like, this is crazy. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, what happens. So.
Yeah, we watch Naked and Afraid, and some of the animals that come up on there, I'm like, holy crap, I'd be out of there. There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'd be there in the first place.
Yeah. I deer hunt, and there's moments in that I'm like, what am I doing out here? It's 3 in the morning in the woods. I'm hearing sounds.
Yeah, but at least you got a gun. They have nothing.
It's a bow. So you need something to see.
Oh, you're bow hunting.
Well, still, that's more than they have.
That's true.
That's funny. So all right. What is our topic for the day? Obviously, the show Alone and survivalist skills are not
the
topic.
But, yeah, sorry about the derail there.
No, that would be all of our ADD brains kicking in.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Because I think all three of us might suffer from that. No, I thought we'd talk a little bit about collecting. Matt's a big collector. Like I said in the intro, though, we have a little bit different focus. My focus is more 3 3/4 inch, and I prefer vintage action figures just to take me back to my childhood. It's more nostalgia. I don't collect for value. I collect for nostalgia. I could care less about the value of an action figure. It makes no... Well, I care when it comes to purchasing it.
Right.
That's where the value comes in. But Matt, I know that you prefer the 6-inch, if I remember correctly.
I do, yeah.
And I have a few 6-inch. I have Grand Admiral Thrawn, which I absolutely love.
That's a great figure. I just got him. I was waiting for him to go on sale because the resale on him is not cheap.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Grand Admiral Thrawn. Anything on Grand Admiral Thrawn is high price. So.
Well, now, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just got to say, Matt, I really appreciate you being on the show because I don't collect figures and stuff. And so Mike has been dying to talk about this on the show. I'm like, I know nothing, you know, kind of a thing. And so thanks for being here.
You sound like Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing.
Maybe that is leaning in there a little bit.
So do you collect anything or you're just kind of like a, I don't want to say like a bystander with collecting, but like,
you know,
from
my seminary days, I ended up I didn't have the money because I had to buy books.
Right.
Story. So, you know, I was like, so I have one figure and it was Lego Ben Kenobi figure. So he's probably an 8-inch figure. And that's the only thing I have because it was like, I was like, dude, half price Ben Kenobi. I love Ben Kenobi. Why not? So that's the only figure that I have. It's Lego. So does that count? Does that count as a figure?
Sure, yeah.
It counts as a collectible. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Legos are highly collectible.
Oh, yeah. I just saw, and I'm thinking about, because I've got a spot where I'm like, that would be really, really cool to put it in. The new Daily Bugle Lego that just came out. The thing is massive, and it comes with like, I want to say it's like 20 or 25 figures with like Punisher and Daredevil and Spider-Man and all these, and it's $300, but it is almost like a full size building.
Oh, nice.
It would be such a cool summer project.
Even with 25 figures, that's unheard of. Normally they only come with just a handful.
No, it's massive. And it's like the full building, and then like they're fighting on the outside of it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So
that would be fun.
And Kim's giving me the okay. She's like, if you can maybe find like a, you know, like a coupon or something, that would be helpful. But I'm like, you give me the okay to buy $300 Legos?
Uh-oh.
You know, Steven always used to tell me it's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission.
Yeah, but here's my thing is that so we're going to Disney in September, and I told Kim, I was like, the only thing that is on my must buy list is I have to go make my own lightsaber.
Oh, yeah, gosh. There you go, man.
So, and that's like what, $250 with the box? So I'm like,
is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to do it, but the plague
was closed when you went, right?
Yeah, the plague wouldn't allow me. So,
the plague.
That's what I call it.
They're open, and the only one, because nobody makes it, and I'm like, that would be just that. That's just a cool talking point in my collection is the one with the Rancor tooth.
Oh yeah,
When I saw that at Celebration a couple years ago, I was like, oh yeah, that's the one I'm buying.
So, what color blade do you want?
Oh, I've gone back and forth from blue or green.
See, so
I might go with the green because it might go, like, if I when I turn it on, it will look better, I think, with the overall.
Oh, that's cool.
So if you go green, does that mean it's Luke's lightsaber and it's Moochie, the Rancor?
There you go. I like it. Spoiler for Bad Batch if you haven't seen it.
Right. Oh yeah. Spoiler alert.
Well, it's been a week. we already spoiled that in our last Bad Batch episode, so
we'll talk about this week. I have not watched it yet. So normally I watch them. So that's one of the things. So I'm a teacher's aide right now. I'm working to be a teacher, and so one of the things that, you know, it's nice during the summer, you know, get to sleep in and whatnot. But when I'm working Friday mornings, I wake up at 5 a.m. so I can watch
Nice.
Bad Batch or whatever it is that Disney Plus put out before the kids wake up and I have to go to work. So I have not watched it yet because I'm sleeping in.
Well, we've watched it. We haven't done our episode. We'll do that after we finish with this one. And then we're going to do our Bad Batch 6 episode. So.
Oh, wait. I was supposed to watch that? No, I'm just messing with you. I watched it. No spoilers. All right, yeah.
Looks like I know what we're doing in between episodes.
Right. So let's go back to the lightsaber collecting. Having a lightsaber would be awesome. And so you're saying how many different kind of lightsabers do they have there at? Because I didn't even know that one with the tooth at the end even existed, kind of a thing.
At the workshop, I think.
Yeah.
Is there five?
I think five or six, something like
now,
that.
I heard a rumor they were going to have the Darksaber there.
So that you don't make
right
at Sabi's workshop. You have to buy that at what's the name of the trading?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's still that, but you have to be there to get it. You have to go to Star Wars.
Edge.
Well, that may not
Galaxy's
be
Edge.
For the Darksaber. That may not be true anymore, because they did put certain things up for sale on the web this past year with the plague and all.
So I've got the, I don't know if you can see it, I've got the one that's glowing there. That's
holy
the one.
Cow, look at that wall. Dude, I love your man cave.
Oh, that's just, hold on.
Okay, so for those who are listening, you're going to have to go to our Ko-fi page. Oh,
that's
my
awesome.
Goodness.
And then, so... Hold on, I gotta go all the way around.
He's showing. Okay.
And so this is where I watch the movies.
Okay.
And then this is all Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie toys.
Okay. Okay. So obviously.
He's like, oh,
gosh,
wait,
Mike, you got one of the best guys we could have for collecting, because he's got four walls of looks like maybe a downstairs den. That's almost a movie theater room, because he's got a blank wall. I'm sure you got a projector for that, don't you?
I do. Surround sound, yeah.
Nice.
I was like, he's got a TV missing. Then my brain went, oh, I bet he's got a projector. Dude, what a nice little cave. That's awesome. It figures, and I see the Star Wars posters behind.
Yeah, and those are puzzles.
Cool.
My wife does all the puzzles, and then I frame them and put them up.
Do you have to glue those together?
You don't have to, but we do. just in case.
You get that puzzle glue to do on the back of them or whatever.
Yeah. And then also I'll show you, this might be hard. I haven't gotten lights in it yet, but
I did not know I was going to have Dramamine for this video.
So all the way up and down my steps here, I'm going to take this off. So these are the X-Men cards.
Oh, that's cool. Cards.
And these are from when I was a kid.
Those are the foil. Are those the foil ones?
Oh, wow.
No. They're the, was it Topps? I think it was.
I think Topps put those out.
And so I've got them going all the way up and down my steps. I've got the whole collection.
Very cool.
Nice.
So
well done.
Yeah. So I'll just set that back up for later. So when we originally bought the house, like the first time we looked at it, where my office is upstairs, I was like, oh, I like it. Like I could put some of my collection in here, but even at that point, it wouldn't all fit in that room.
Sure.
And when we came down to the basement, it was completely unfinished. And I turned the corner. I looked at my wife. I was like, I claim this as Geek Cave.
And nice.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
So I learned real quick how to build walls, doors, do electricity. So it was a lot cheaper.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it looks nice.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, thanks. So the other half is it's getting finished. I'm doing that piece by piece. The bathroom, there's a bathroom down here that will be fully geeked out. and then then my other thing that I collect is bourbons and whiskeys. And so I have a whole display bar on the other side as well with movie stuff. So
yeah, see, for me that would be tequila.
Yeah. I did not know that about you.
Yeah, I like tequila.
I'm a bourbon guy. I like Elijah Craig. I always have to add a little sweetness to my bourbons and stuff. So
yeah, that's if you think about it, that's actually more expensive than toy collecting at times.
Right.
Like,
right.
Man.
Right.
I tell my wife when she tells me she's, hey, can you run to the liquor store? I'm like, okay, how many can I buy?
You know, I never really thought of, I could get a bottle of Cabo or I could get so many action figures. I never really thought of it in that aspect.
Well, there's our practical application for today's episode.
There you go. Collecting,
you'll do better off collecting figures than you will alcohol.
There you go.
Yeah.
One more reason not to drink alcohol, kids.
You're right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good times.
Awesome.
But the Darksaber is available at Galaxy's Edge, which sounds cool because that's got such a history to it. Because I remember watching Rebels, and when they introduced the Darksaber in Rebels, I was like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. So,
well, they also released Ahsoka's lightsabers too. You can get those. In fact, Ashley Eckstein made a little promo with them.
Yeah, now, and you can't make those.
No,
but you have to go to. I cannot remember the guy the place you go there in Galaxy's Edge to get. It's got the animatronic guy.
Yeah, the Athorian, the Hammerhead.
Yeah.
I can't
never buy those.
I got my picture with him.
Did you?
Yes.
Did he smile?
No, I don't think so. It's kind of hard to tell. He has two mouths and you really can't see either one of them. So
there you go. That is true.
So help me understand this. The whole aspect of collecting is it the pursuit of I'm working little by little to get a set, or is it, hey, I really like this aspect of it. And then I start like, okay, if I start getting a lightsaber, then is it going to happen? Oh, but I want to get this lightsaber. And then maybe I want to get this lightsaber.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Okay.
So for me, my uncle, he collects Star Wars toys when he was a kid. He still has a bunch of, and it's all vintage stuff. And he doesn't have any of it displayed. And I'm like, hope that's a no will to me. last time I heard, like he's got the Falcon, the original Falcon, just sitting in a Rubbermaid in his basement.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, oh, I've got a place for that. Like, please let me have that.
Right.
So for me, I always saw that, and I'm like, I always wanted to collect. So I started as a high school kid. Way back in the 90s, I collected like Pez dispensers of just real cheap stuff. Just
right.
Stuff that I knew I could just buy randomly. And then I actually started collecting Spawn figures.
I collected those too.
The McFarlane ones.
And I loved them. Yeah. Like they were great. And then of course you get older and you're like, oh, these are toys. I don't need them anymore. You know? Right. And I still cry to this day. Oh my gosh. We were moving. My family and I were moving, and my dad, I don't remember how old I was. I was probably 10, maybe 11. And we pulled all my He-Man toys out, and he's like, oh, you haven't played out of the garage. And he's like, you haven't played these forever. Let's just go ahead and get rid of them. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And now I look back, I was like, such a stupid idiot. I was like, oh my gosh. Cause I had the whole collection. They were so cheap. You know?
Right.
I'm sure everybody listening right now is going, shaking their head, thinking the same
thing. Oh, yeah.
My dad took Castle Grayskull and just chucked it into the trash can.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Like, now I look, and I'm like, that's a nightmare in my head now. Yeah. I'm like, such a moron. So,
well, Masters of the Universe is back out on the shelves now.
Yeah, I
know it's not the same. It's not the same, but
it's not the head sculpts are really weird looking to me. Like there's something about
really you think?
Yeah, the it's like the I just goes off the what's the name of the movie? I got the T-Rex, big head, little arms. Like
Meet the Robinsons. We just had a conversation at work yesterday about that.
Man, like the head, especially. Especially He-Man, like the head just is like super tiny, and I don't know.
I'm gonna have to look at those again because I actually was. I'm not a huge Masters of the Universe fan, but yeah. I like it, you know. And I always liked He-Man, and I've always liked Skeletor. To me, they're the cool ones.
Yeah.
And every time I go into Target, I see them, and I'm like, man, one of these days I'm gonna pick up the He-Man and the Skeletor. The day I finally do it, they won't be available. I know it. I know that's what's gonna happen. So
if that's another rant that we could. I don't know how long we want to go on toys, but man, Target, Walmart, the stock—it's
horrible.
Really hurting, making like being a toy collector right now.
Well, I don't know if that's so much Target and Walmart, or if it's Hasbro in general.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Just
so. So one of the problems that started happening, I guess it was right before COVID, and really NECA, they came out with a whole line of original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures from the movies.
Right.
And okay. They are, to me, they are probably, I'm looking through, they're probably my favorite set that I have. I mean, they're... Cool. Beautiful figures, and they're NECA, so there's issues with them, but they are just beautiful figures. Because like that movie, besides Star Wars, TMNT was like my childhood. Like I remember like wearing that out. So, anyways, sorry, random tangent.
No problem. We do it all the time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
but what happens is that and. It's hard to figure out what's actually happening is that the stock in stores is not there like it used to be. So you used to be able to walk into Target, Target and Walmart used to be my thing. Like it was, if it wasn't every Saturday, it was like every other Saturday morning, Levi and I would get up and Levi's my son. And we would go and we would go toy hunting.
Like yep.
Just what we did. Well, you really can't do that anymore because there's no stock at Walmart. There's almost no stock at Target.
Yep.
And then the worst thing is that everybody's doing Hasbro's the really biggest downfall of it right now.
Yep.
Is that they're doing these exclusives, and with the exclusives, they're only giving these stores like two or three of these exclusives.
Right.
So now these exclusives are, yeah, you can buy them online, but it's a $20 figure. But now they're like $80 or $90 on like Mercari or eBay. And it's like, I'm not spending that for an action figure that I'm just going to be like, eh, it really wasn't that worth it.
Well, and the problem with buying them online is even when they go on sale online, they sell out immediately, you know?
Yeah. The only – so NECA, I think, has figured it out with – they did it with the Toka and Razor, which I'm looking at those. There's a beautiful figures. But they put it up on their website first and did the pre-order. And before they made the stock, they had you pre-order. So they knew exactly how many to make.
Oh,
they
sure.
sold those, and then they're talking about start sending them out to stores.
Right.
So the people that really wanted them can get them. They did the same thing with the new April O'Neil that's coming out. And then on top of that, McFarlane started to do kind of the same thing a little bit with all of their whole DC line as well. Oh. So and Hasbro mm-hmm. just has not really caught up to what they're doing. So Hasbro knows the lottery that they're doing. They know what they're doing and they're doing it on purpose. So
I don't know. I don't understand that because I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. I guess if you want to sell more because they're not making money,
uh-huh.
they're not making any more money. So why wouldn't you want to just flood as much as you can to get people to collect and stuff?
See, I think Hasbro got burned. Okay, Hasbro's made many mistakes over the years. And this problem's been going on a lot longer than the pandemic, Matt.
Because
I've been collecting for several years. And I've watched the stock just drop in the stores. But
Hasbro?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
stock in the stores.
Right, okay. Stock in the stores.
Sorry.
No. I don't know nothing about stocks and bonds. My brain don't work well like that. Anyway.
Sorry, I just fell asleep. What'd you say?
Right, exactly. But, so, if you go back to, like, episode one, Phantom Menace, the toy stock of Star Wars looked like it did in my childhood. I mean, the pegs were completely full. And I mean, you could walk in at any point and pick out just about any figure you wanted. Boom, it was there.
Right.
The problem is it was an overstock, and they got stuck with so much overstock that I think they've pulled back way too much, you know, because they're like, well, we don't want to be stuck with all this merchandise because it didn't sell, you know. But
so are you telling me they pulled them out and put them in a landfill like the E.T. video game?
Yeah.
Possibly.
So, but I also think, so you bring up video games, I think the other reason that stock isn't there is that so you have it where they don't want to overstock because then they're going to start losing money.
Right.
You know, because everything's going to go to clearance. And if you're a good collector, you're going to wait till certain figures go on clearance.
Right. That's true.
Not worth the full price. Like they just, some of them just really suck.
Well, yeah. If I want a larger, if I want a larger item, I'll always wait until it goes on clearance. Now, if I'm looking at just a regular 3¾-inch figure, I'll buy it right off the shelf right then. You know, I'll pay full price for that. I care less.
And I'm different. So because if I buy it on Amazon or like Big Bad Toy or Dorkside Toys, one of those three shops,
right?
Like I know what the figure looks like, and I've looked at two or three different reviews on YouTube. Like that's just how it is. I mean, one of my number one go to of any figure is the Foosh. Like
the what?
Like that's the Foosh. F-W-O-O-S-H.
Are we allowed to say that?
they just know toys. Like
okay.
when they review toys, Robo over there, like he does a really good job at that. And so when he reviews it, I know I can trust what he's saying because a lot of what he collects is what I'm looking for as well.
Oh, cool.
Right.
And so that's one of the things that I do is I'll go out before I just buy a figure. I make sure I'm doing reviews and checks on it because I look at like yes, they're toys, and I get that aspect of it. But to me, my whole collection, like, it's an art collection.
Sure.
So, yeah. Like, it really is. So when I get a toy, my wife, she's like, you are super weird when you get a toy. And I'm like, yeah. Because, like, if I'm not busy, I take it, I open the package, and I just set it off to the side until I can have at least 10 minutes to sit down. I either come down to my geek cave, and, of course, I turn all the lights on. Because, I mean, duh, I have to. And I'll look at it. I play with the hinges. I look at all the paint. Like, you know, that's just because it's a piece of art to me.
Right.
But there's a figure that I know it's just going to complete my set. And I'm like, I really don't care what it looks like. I'll wait till it goes on clearance, you know, because I know it's going to like sit in the back. It's not going to be in the front where everybody's going to see it.
I got to ask you, Matt, do you prefer to purchase your figures and collectibles online, or do you prefer the hunt and to get them in the store?
Oh, 100%. If I knew that stock was there, hunt all day.
Right. Yep.
Like, so for me, like, I cannot wait. Mike, you and I need to go to this together, dude. I can't wait for July 11th, bro. July 11th, Toy Man is
back. Toy Man. Yep.
Your listeners are just like, okay, turn the microphone down. Whoa. So here's St. Louis. It's the Toy Man Toy Show.
Well, the flea market's coming back too.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Flea market comes back the 19th, I believe.
Oh.
Do you know Vince Dinkelman?
Okay, you and I may have.
Oh, I'm definitely going. As soon as we're done with the podcast on the 19th, I'm heading to the flea market. I've been dying to go back to the flea market. I'm so happy it's coming back. Do you know Vince Dinkelman? I'm sorry, what?
No, I don't.
Well, Vince.
I was going to say about Toy Man. I was like, why? Everybody's like, why are you freaking about Toy Man Toy Show? It is like, it's for toy collectors. It's phenomenal. It really is. So it's over in St. Louis, and it's just people selling toys. And, like, oh, I can't wait. Okay, so I'm so excited. But so for me, it's Toy Man Toy Show or, like I said, if I know that stock is in stores, like Levi and I, when Toys R Us was open – we'd go every Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd go Toys R Us. We'd look. We would even, like, before it was the cool thing, because now everybody's doing it on YouTube, but you would actually lift up the shelves underneath because toy collectors, they hide figures for their other toy collectors.
Uh-huh.
And so you lift up underneath the shelves, and there's tons of stuff underneath there. And so that, like, we would do that. Like, and then we would hit Walmart, and then we would hit Target, and then we would come home, and Kim would roll her eyes, like, how much did you spend on these figures? And now I'm like, yeah, but it's beautiful, isn't it? So I don't really remember where we were going with that. I know there was a point, but I got Toy Man Toy Show, and I got excited. I'm sorry.
Well, the question was do you order online, or do you go to the stores?
Oh. Yeah. So I would rather go stores, but because stock isn't there,
right?
I just order them online.
But see, half the fun of collecting is the hunt. That's at least for me, that's okay. What it is.
No, I completely agree with you on that.
Yeah, I was the same way. I would hit Toys R Us, Walmart, Target, even Best Buy sometimes. And Walgreens actually has some stuff from time to time.
Oh, don't get me started on the Walgreens thing.
Oh boy.
I have gone into so many Walgreens looking for exclusives in this area. I've even done a whole day of nothing but Walgreens and even went to Missouri.
I believe it.
And they don't have them.
Yeah. But every once in a while, Walgreens gets something. Walgreens isn't like on my list to hit regularly.
Mine was the Fantastic Four set when Hasbro came out with that, and they were only selling them at Walgreens. I've got one. Where's she at? Oh, I put her down because I don't have the whole set. That's why.
that makes sense.
But, yeah, I've only got one of them because I couldn't get the rest of the set. So I just took her off my collection.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so here comes a confession, you guys. So a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I managed a KB Toys.
What?
Yeah.
That's not a confession to me. I knew that.
The one that was there at St. Clair Mall, the one that was there. Yeah, I managed that for a while just before they went out. So I was there for a year. Then I came back. They wanted to come back because they were doing a remodel there, and I came back and stuff. Now, there were some collectors we did not like. I'm just going to be honest with you.
They were rude. I'm sure.
They were mean. And so what that did.
No, was, that wouldn't happen, right? Would it?
Do you guys remember?
Oh, talk about stirring stuff up.
Right. So you guys remember when Hot Wheels did the treasure hunt?
I don't remember that.
So this was days of Nintendo 64. The first round of Sony or the Star Wars Monopoly game. This was that season.
Matt was just a youngin back then. Or a youngling.
Right. So I'm only 39, so I was around.
You were around. So we had collectors that would send kids in to buy the cars because we would not give them to adults. We would only sell it to kids.
Wow. Yeah,
because I was just like, no, this is, it was for the kids because the collectors made it. So that's really kind of what happened. They were just mean. And so we actually started pulling the treasure hunt cars and then probably some of the other figures. And if a kid came in, we're like, hey, do you have such and such? You know, you would recognize who would come in if it was a kid who was really for a collector or kind of a thing. Like, because we watched the transaction go down. It was kind of like a drug deal at the top of the stairs right outside the store. The kid goes up with the car and he hands the car over and the guy gives the kid cash.
So confession over here.
Uh-oh.
I'll give you a really long story short. So when Levi and I went to Star Wars Celebration, there was a guy in front of us that he wanted two sets of the exclusive Funko Pops that they were doing. It's like the whole set was like, I think it was like $200. And the guy knew that Levi was buying one because I told Levi, like, if you want it, like, we'll wait in a 6-hour line, literally 6 hours for Funko Pops.
Oh
my gosh. And the guy goes, well, can you get the other set and then I'll buy your set. And I was like, okay. So he gives me $200. We go through the line. It's a really long story short. Get up. I buy the set. So I buy Levi's set and this other guy's set. And the guy goes, how much money do I owe you? And I go, nothing. Here's your change back. He goes, no. Because he gave me $400.
Wow.
And he goes, no. You don't remember what I told you. I was like, what? And he goes, come here. So it was the drug deal. We went off to the side, over on the side. And he goes, I told you that if you buy this set, I'll buy your set. So because I bought him his set, he bought Levi's set. And then he showed me, he pulled it up. He already had his set sold for $1,000.
Holy moly.
Before he even had it. And he goes, I just made money. Enjoy your Funko Pop. So Levi's got an entire Funko set that's like $200 for free upstairs in his collection.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So make friends in lines at Comic-Con.
So. Right on.
Dang. Right on. Dang.
So yeah, so I totally get what you're saying, Steve. Like, yeah, I've been a part of a drug deal, I guess you can say.
Wow.
the underworld of
toy collecting. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
That is a sad thing. So scalpers is another thing.
That's a whole nother subject. Yeah.
I mean, in the toy world, it's ridiculous. Like, they're literally just action figures.
Uh-huh.
I know people that... one of them's a good friend of mine because he has helped me like find figures that I just can't find. And he goes, well, I've got 9 of them in my basement.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, dude, so I won't mention his name.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Right. There's a guy on YouTube that he's a huge toy collector. Everybody knows him, but they also know him as the toy scalper, because all he does is he goes around buying anything and everything, even if it's not good. If they're just good toys, bad toys, he just throws them all in, and then he goes on all these sites and sells them for triple the price.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just like, this is ridiculous. So when you have like Hasbro, they're getting ready to jack their prices up by almost $5 on some of these action figures.
Right.
Well, the reason they're doing it is that they're hoping that's going to slow the scalpers down. But it's not.
No,
they're just going to jack the prices up even more.
Right. Right.
So that's where, for me, and I think this is a helpful tip for anybody that wants to get into toy collecting, before you jump into it, like, have a focus,
right,
of what you're wanting to get into,
right.
So okay, especially if you do Star Wars or Marvel,
yep,
because there is just so much out there, like it's ridiculous.
See, and here's my thing:
it saves your money, saves your time, yeah, and your energy. And when all these like Hasbro just posted up a bunch of new figures yesterday, and there's a bunch of people like, oh, they're amazing. I'm like, nope, not for me.
Yep.
Like, he's pass.
You know? Right.
Okay, so you're saying that if you get into collecting, you need to have a specific goal or focus in mind. So, like, for me, I thought, like, things that light up, a lightsaber kind of a thing. So just stay with lightsabers and just don't get into, I don't know what else. I'm reinforcing. You're saying it's good to have a focus in your collecting.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, for me, it was actually really nice that I started collecting Star Wars right, like, literally a week after they started doing the Black Series, the Sixth Sense Black Series. Because that really helped me stay focused. And, like, when I look through, I mainly collect only movie figures. And even from the movies, it's only certain figures. The only thing that's not movie that I have is I just finished the whole set of Rebels.
Nice.
I mean, they're really good figures. And then I also have, I'll show you here, I do have Mando. But the Mando,
I wanted this was an audio podcast, right?
But the Mando, I wanted so I can actually do diorama.
Nice set.
Oh, that is beautiful.
So, yeah. So and then there's my Rebels up there.
Nice.
Oh, looks good.
So, for those of you listening,
you need to go into Ko-fi, pay the $2, and see Matt's collection, because it's pretty phenomenal.
I like it.
You should.
I think I posted a picture on my Facebook sometime this week where it's got a picture of, I don't remember which Doctor Who it was, but it's with Rose.
Oh, that would either be the 10th or 9th. Most likely it's the 10th.
I don't remember which way. It's on my Facebook. Anyways, he's got this like wide eye, like, look, and she's like rolling her eyes. And it's like me when I show people my collection, like,
I'm
and they're like, you have a problem.
Yep. And yes, I saw that meme, and yes, it's the 10th Doctor. David Tennant.
The 10th Doctor, thank you.
David Tennant. I am a Doctor Who fan, too. So.
Eccleston, right?
Huh?
Eccleston?
No, the 10th would be David Tennant.
Tennant, okay. Sorry. No. Doctor Who's on a whole nother.
Right, yeah. Wow, that's a deep rabbit hole there.
Very deep. So
you think Star Wars is vast? It ain't nothing compared to Doctor Who,
right? So yeah, so that would be my thing. So even like my Turtles, there's one figure that's coming out from NECA's TMNT line that I'm like, it's an easy pass because it just doesn't like. One, I don't really know how I would display it, but the April O'Neil, she came out. I was like, I have to have her. Like, so she came out 2 minutes later. I bought her. She was sold out. Like, because I'm just like, I had to have her. So definitely the focus, your focal point is like very. You need that because it saves you money and time, and also helps you stay away from the toy drama that is online.
Oh gosh.
ridiculous.
There's drama in every fandom now.
It's right, ridiculous.
It is. We can't have any fun anymore.
You can't. That's like my rant that I did on my that TikTok I did about, you know, my rant that I went off on Star Wars with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've got these friends that they're like, I wish Star Wars would go off of and get away from Skywalker Saga. They have. Watch. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. That's all right.
Here goes another
if you want one. My well, points, go to my TikTok.
Right. So now I pretty much already know the answer to this, Matt, but for those people listening, because I always hear this, I hear critiques of when I do it, but open or not open?
Oh, I fully open.
Yeah.
So the, I almost didn't open one. So the new Darth Maul that Hasbro came out with from the novel, that it's him with his shirt off and all that.
Oh, did you get that?
I did.
Oh.
The box is awesome, and it's literally hold on.
Hey, we're going to show that.
Yeah, I got to see this. So I got to see this. Over. This is a fantastic figure, though.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Beautiful.
I had to keep the box because the box is awesome.
Oh, yeah, it sure
the box
is.
Is incredible.
So, but then he's there as well.
Well, he's a great figure himself out the box.
Oh, yeah, see, goodness. I'm a big Maul fan too. Oh, is that the Donald Duck Maul too?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I have Duck Maul.
No, that wasn't in the movie.
Okay. Ah, nice. There we go back to that focus. I love it.
Otherwise, I was going to say spend so much more money things that I don't need.
Right. Well, well, that's a good point. I was thinking back, you know, in the 90s, I was collecting comics. Mm-hmm. And it was, I got to the point, ooh, Mike makes fun of me because he said, it was this really cool cover. It was real shiny. And he starts making fun of me. Ooh, shiny, you know, kind of a thing. And,
yeah, he goes looking for shiny covers. I look at the covers going, hey, this is badass.
Right. So I got out. There were certain things.
I have some of those shiny ones in my comic book collection.
Okay. See, thank you. So, but you're right, is I didn't stay focused. Like, I was doing Batman series. I was doing the Bane Nightfall series. I have all those, Night's End. Knight's Quest, and then at the same time was the whole Death of Superman series. Yep. So I had Death of Superman, and I was collecting all of those. And then,
that was the death of comic book collecting right there.
it flooded the market, yes.
Yes.
But see, that goes back to I get them because I enjoyed them. But I did start going into, ooh, that looks nice. Like, I've got Venom Lethal Protector number one. Well, why did I get Venom? I bought Venom because it was that first cover was a shiny cover. And then it was a 6-part series. I was sure, why not? You know, I didn't stay focused. And then I got, there's too much. There's too much. And then it just kind of burned me out on it, actually.
Do you bag and board them?
I do. They're all bagged and boarded.
Okay. I was about to say, otherwise I'm going to have to come find you and hurt you.
Yeah, I bag and board all my comic books. So.
Yeah. Well, I will say, you know, when we did St. Louis Comic Con 5 years ago, we met Mike Grell, and I rebought some comics that I already had. The Longbow Hunters. Green Arrow Longbow Hunters. Now, they weren't first printings. I didn't care. But I got his signature, and he did it for free. Kind of a thing. He was a great guy. I mean, and stuff. So I was like, okay, again, I enjoy Green Arrow. You know, there's other ones that I enjoyed. But I was collecting so much. I was like, nah, I can't keep this. But I do. I still have almost everything. 99% of my collection I still have.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
I think that's so another thing that has helped me is the fact that social media is good when it comes to, you know, knowing what's new and what's out and all that.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Also, I don't know, with I'm trying to think of how to word this, is that, so with you keeping your focus, you know, with your toys or whatever it is, stay out of the drama.
Yeah.
Like, there is so much drama within the geekdom.
So give me an example. When you say stay out of the drama, what do you mean? Like, so you're talking about, I'm assuming you're talking about through social media, there's all this drama. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. So, So I think, like, no matter what it is, if it's toys, if it's comic books or whatever, I look at something and be like, oh, I like it. If I like it, then I'll start looking into reviews or, you know, what people are saying about it. But I do not look at absolutely everything. So if there's a new comic book, like, so the new Alien series that came out, which is really good. Like, I know it's a really good series. Some people are completely hating on it. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, I don't care what you think. I like it. I enjoy it.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that geekdom, I guess you can say, has completely lost. The fact of I enjoy it. It works for me. I don't really care what you think.
Like, so what you're saying is you know what you enjoy.
Right.
You, if you like it, you like it. Who cares what other people think? That's what you're saying.
So in one of my Facebook groups last night, somebody had posted a picture. Matt, you were talking about the McFarlane DC action figures that are, which are pretty freaking phenomenal, by the way. I want the Deathstroke one, but I haven't seen it in stores at all yet.
I've ordered it twice from Amazon, and both times it shows up as the bronze. Because they run out of the regular stock. I'm like, that's not what I ordered.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want just the Deathstroke. But and I seen it on the back of like the Batman one, and I'm like, that's the one I want. I want Deathstroke. But anyway, somebody posted
all my Batman's.
Oh, nice.
I get all of his Batman's.
So. Nice. But somebody posted last night a Wonder Woman wearing, to me, what looked like, and I'm pretty sure it was, the Dr. Fate helmet. And I was like, ooh, that's a fantastic looking action figure. I like that. And the girl that posted it, she goes, yeah, but do you think it's worth buying? And I said, do you like it? You know, I go, if you like it, then it's worth buying. Get it.
Yep.
You know, I told her, collect what you like. Don't worry about value. Collect what you enjoy. That's my advice to anyone who starts collecting. Don't concentrate on the value. Collect what you enjoy. That's
good words.
And yeah. I think what you just said is the value of it is that's an important part in collecting almost anything, but
sure.
Something that you really enjoy. Like, so for me, everything that all of my action figures, it's all in my will to Levi. Like, he knows. You know, when that day happens, he's getting everything in the basement. Now, there has been times he's asked me, he's like, so when is that? And I'm like, bro, you're already pushing me into the crate. Like, slow down, Levi. But that's why I open everything up. I enjoy it. I don't care if you do or not. It's my thing. I enjoy it, and I'm good with it.
Right. Exactly.
But, you know, now there are times where, and I think, for some reason, in geekdom, it's almost like geekdom and politics are like the same thing. Like, you cannot have a different viewpoint.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's getting that way. Yeah, you're right.
And I'm like, you can. Like, I know, like, so for Star Wars-wise, the three new ones, which, that's a tangent, I'm gonna calm myself.
I have a love-hate relationship with them.
I do, but to me, they're part of the Star Wars universe.
Oh yeah,
the Skywalker saga.
Sure.
Like, and I know some people are just like, "What'd you just say? She's not a Skywalker, people. She's not a Skywalker."
I agree.
Oh, it almost came out. I said that.
But that, yeah, I was like, okay, nope. I'll put that on TikTok. but that's my viewpoint, and I'm okay if you don't think that we can talk about it.
Sure.
Like, and that's the thing I love about like geekdom is you can go down all these rabbit trails within, you know, whether it's Marvel or Batman, or, you know, whether Batman can kill Superman or Superman can kill Batman, and you can come out and you can be friends.
Right.
But for some reason within geekdom, like, nope, can't be friends if you don't agree with me. I'm like, bro, it's a comic book.
Oh, you mean like wishing somebody happy May the 4th and they cancel you? Oh, oh wait, never mind. Maybe I shouldn't talk about that.
So you're like, okay, we're going to edit that part out.
Oh, no, I do the editing. Guess who ain't editing it out?
So yeah, sorry. That's my rabbit trail there. But it is. When you're collecting, collect for something that you like. Like,
right.
Find your focus and do that. So for me, it's a lot of my childhood. So I've got Goonie action figures, which NECA, nice. If you're listening, please make the rest of the set. I love you.
Right. Okay. By the way, I do love your shirt. And you guys.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even notice.
This shirt, I will literally, every single time I wear it, I always get compliments. It's the weirdest shirt that I'm like, okay, cool. Awesome. You're a Goonie. Cool. Weirdo.
You weirdo.
But so I've got Goonies. I've got Ghostbuster action figures. I've got Turtles, Star Wars. And they're all things that I enjoy.
Right.
They're, you know, they're things that when I walk down, like I've got memories with Goonies. I have memories with all these things. So, you know, that's the thing, you know, is collect what you like and then do what you want with them. So
right.
Some people inbox, some people out of box. Me, the other thing that I do, and I take pictures and put them on my Instagram all the time, is I put a lot of mine in dioramas. Like I make dioramas for mm-hmm. a lot of my figures.
Oh, cool.
I don't overdo it because I don't want it to be just full-blown diorama show down here. But it, to me, like it brings – like so like all of my turtles, they're scenes from the movie. So it's like if you've never seen the movie before, you can still be like, oh, I like that. What is that? And now you're talking about the movie, not just the figures.
Right.
You know, so it's you're including the whole fandom around that, you know.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. you know, and as far as opening and not opening, I have some that no matter what, I'm going to open, you know. And then I have certain ones, like I've been collecting all the retro Star Wars, the ones that look like the original vintage. I've been collecting all those that I can possibly get. And I try to make sure I keep a set of those packaged. And yeah, part of that's because I kind of hope they go up in value. Honestly, I don't really care that much. I just, you know, I like the look of the packaging and that takes me back. That takes me back to my childhood. So I want to make sure I have those in the packaging. But there's certain ones of those that I get extras and I open. Like, for instance, I got Boba Fett. And I'm a huge Boba Fett fan. He is my all-time favorite. So
I've never looked at that. Does that have the J in the back?
No.
Oh, that would have been a cool collector moment for Hasbro to do.
Right. Yeah, this is just off of the one after they had gotten rid of the launching rocket. So, which
yeah.
Nobody really got a launching rocket anyway.
Was there three or were there five of those? I think there were only three of those made, weren't there?
I'm not sure how many, but I do know that Steve Sansweet has like two of them. Yeah. And unfortunately, one of them actually got stolen a couple years ago.
Uh huh. I didn't know that.
Yep. A couple of years ago, somebody that he had trusted and had allowed in the museum, because, you know, he has his own little museum.
Yeah.
Somebody he had allowed in there basically by themselves literally stole a rocket firing Boba Fett and a couple other items. I don't remember what all.
Gosh.
And eventually he traced it back to this guy. He found out who it was. He got it back.
Wow.
But yeah, that was terrible. And it really hampered Steve Sansweet's trust in people.
Sure.
I completely get it. I, you know, it's like, well, you just, you know, you had his trust to be in his museum, which is, man, he's got millions of dollars worth of merchandise in that museum. One day I would love to go there because it's a fantastic museum. Anybody who doesn't know who Steve Sansweet is, he is the biggest Star Wars collector in the world. He has this beautiful display in a a barn, basically a metal barn or something.
It almost looks like a store.
Yeah, it does.
If it's what I think.
Oh, he's got original store displays in there and everything. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I think it's the largest Star Wars collection, right?
Yeah, he has the world record for the largest Star Wars toy collection.
And he's got everything from original figures to bootlegs and anything in between.
Yep, yep. He even has homemade stuff from kids and stuff because he loves collecting that stuff, you know? So it's not just official merchandise. And he used to work for Lucasfilms in the merchandising department. So he knows what he's doing. The guy's amazing. If you're listening, Steve, we'd love to have you on the episode.
Oh, that would be so awesome. I'm sure your buddies over there at Rebel Force could help you out. might have some connections.
I don't know. Maybe it'll happen. Who knows?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, hey, gosh, we could keep going, but it's already been an hour. Holy moly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, hey, Matt, are you open to come again? We'd love to have you again. This was great. Sure. Thank you. You know, your insights have been really helpful, so I appreciate you sharing and stuff. I will say I do like the Obi-Wan Kenobi, the Hot Toys, the big 8-inch guy. But I'm just like, dude, that's a chunk of change for.
So Hot Toys are a whole different ball game. Like, you're not getting to me. You don't do Hasbro toys and Sideshow toys.
Right?
Yeah, that's expensive stuff there. How about this one, Steven?
Oh.
You know
so
where I got.
He just showed up. Everybody listening, I'm sorry. So Mike just showed Legacy Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi in the packaging,
and I bought it from Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig, Daniel Logan.
Oh, I was going to say what James bought himself?
No, Boba Fett. I bought it from Boba Fett. No. Sorry. Daniel Logan, Boba Fett, young Boba Fett. He does Star Wars toy auctions.
That's cool.
What does he call it? He calls it bounty boxes. So if you go search for bounty boxes on Facebook, you have to join the group. It's a private group. But he has sales like 3-4 times a week and sells some pretty. Now they go for some pretty high prices too. But
that wouldn't be me.
No. They can go for.
I was trying to do on eBay John Jackson Miller, who we had on the show previously.
Right.
I was trying to get some of his stuff. And dude, those things were going like 50, 75 bucks, some signed, Knights of the Old Republic comics kind of a thing. And, and so I was like, nah.
Well,
I tried to bid, but I got outbid several times.
I have to be honest. When I first joined Bounty Boxes, I watched a few of his sales and stuff and the first figure I finally bid on, I told my wife, I go, part of it was because I wanted to hear Boba Fett say my name.
And if I was you, I would have recorded it and put it as my ringtone.
Unfortunately, I didn't do that, but I could do it again. So I bought a couple action figures from him, and I've got some decent prices on him. I got a Cad Bane on a speeder bike, which is pretty phenomenal, actually.
Oh yeah,
I got Cad Bane, but not on a speeder bike.
Yeah, I got a couple Cad Banes. I'm a big Cad Bane fan too.
In all openness, that's my question: is when is Cad Bane showing up?
I hope so.
Back in the series and stuff.
Yeah, I would love to see him in Mando.
I would too. I would too. Like,
two of them, I think. So, I think the two of them would actually connect and would actually work well against Boba Fett.
Ooh,
that would be pretty sick.
I would like that. I would like that a lot.
That would reel all the Luke Skywalker haters. You know, at the end. Of last one, I'm like, that's it. That's all you got, Lucas. But that would reel a lot of the nerdy nerds back in and be like, okay, I like this show again.
Right. Whoa, wait a minute.
There's a lot of people that they're like, I'm out. I'm not watching that show anymore after Luke Skywalker.
But, what? What?
Oh, there's a ton of people that did that.
Yeah, but there was a ton more people who were thrilled that Luke was there, because we got to see Luke fleshed out the way we wanted to see him in the movies.
Right.
There was so many more options they could have done besides Luke. Okay.
Sorry. Oh boy, we might have to have a different episode. Right, okay. I got a feeling you and I are gonna fight.
Right. There were so all many right. more options.
When so, I, all right, I, sounds like we're leaving
up, and then I saw the X-Wing come in. I was like, really?
See, that was totally different from both of us. We were like, it's freaking Luke Skywalker.
I think what they wanted to do is they wanted that Vader and Rogue One feel.
Yeah.
At the battle.
Yeah.
That's a good connection. Yeah. Correlation.
I just didn't feel it.
I disagree with you. I totally disagree with you.
I was like, yeah.
No. Okay. Now, Ezra, I was hoping maybe at some point Ezra would have shown up.
Ezra Miller?
And Ezra doing that scene.
I mean, Bridger. Ezra Bridger.
See, you're doing it too.
I did it.
If I saw Ezra doing that, I'd be like, all day, baby.
Wow.
You were just disappointed it wasn't Ezra. I see the game you're playing.
See, and I was happy it wasn't Ezra. Oh, God. I like Ezra, right. But that's not who I wanted, so.
I wanted it.
That's funny.
Wow.
All right, well, hey, we better wrap up. We know what our topic
is. Oh, yeah, because this is going to turn into a whole other episode if we don't.
Oh, all right. Goodness. Hey, Matt, thanks for being on the show with us. Thank you. It's great having you here.
Yeah, it was a blast, for sure. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. No problem. Thanks for being here. Even though you're wrong about Mando, but...
Hey, let's, we're trying to wrap up.
Remember,
Mike's always got to get the last word.
That's what the great thing about geekdom is. Everybody can have their own opinion.
That's right. That's right. I agree with that.
That's right.
You and I have common ground there.
You like what you like, and you be you.
That's right.
That. That's right.
That's right.
And that's okay. Awesome. All right, Mike. Well, hey, thanks for everybody for joining us. Mike, it's up to you. How do you want to sign us out today?
All right. Well, Matt, thank you for joining us today. It's been fun geeking out on toys. I love to do that. We'll see how our audience reacts to it. Hopefully they like it too. With that said, I'll take us out. Over and out, and may the Force be with you. Thank you for joining us today on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Tune in next week when we will have more news and reviews. Until then,
may the Force be with you.